Inflation fears grow in China and officials respond.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in New York. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, another interest rate hike from Beijing. Is inflation in China a danger here in the United States? But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are mixed right now. The Dow up 8 points at 12,583. The Nasdaq down slightly, and same with the S&P 500. European markets lower today on news that the rating agency Moody's has downgraded Portugal's debt to junk status. And here in this country, we heard from the job placement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas that the number of planned job cuts rose slightly last month. But in the last 6 months, layoff announcements have dropped to the lowest level in more than a decade. Now let's get to China. The central bank there raised interest rates today for the third time this year. They're hoping that'll push people to save more of their money so that inflation slows down. Why does that matter to us? Well, let's ask Richard DeKayser, who is an economist with the Parthenon Group. He's with us live from Boston, as he is every Wednesday. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Richard, should Americans be concerned about rising inflation in China?
I don't think they should be concerned from the perspective of it causing inflation here. And let me explain why. Everything we import, all the goods and services that come into this country, only account for about 17% of our economy. And if you look at the Chinese share of that, it's less than a fifth. So a little arithmetic tells us that Chinese imports are only about even less than 3% of the U.S. economy. And the prospect of that creating broader inflation here just doesn't seem probable.
And what about inflation as a sign of an economy that is overheating? Do you think that there's a bubble in China that's about to burst?
Well, that's the bigger question, not so much inflation, but how China's managing its business cycle and whether it's able to get a soft landing, that is to say a gradual deceleration of growth with lower inflation, or a pop. But I think there is evidence that it's overheating. Inflation's gone from roughly 2% a year ago to 5.5% now, and even if you net out commodity prices, it's definitely on the rise.
Well, if you think that the Chinese are trying to have a soft landing here, aren't they doing just the right thing by raising interest rates to try to cool this inflation?
I think they are. You know, a decade ago, economic policymakers thought the best way to look at bubbles was to simply wait for them to occur, because identifying them so hard and then deal with them after the fact. But the disposition now is to try and be a little bit more proactive. That's what the Chinese are doing. I think it does make sense.
Richard DeKayser, economist with the Parthenon Group, thanks as always.
My pleasure. Take care.
Well, today, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, the FDIC, is expected to finalize rules forcing executives to return pay and bonuses if their institution fails. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains the clawback, as it's called, and why banks don't like the idea.
Top executives at AIG and Merrill Lynch got to keep hundreds of millions in pay after their firms got rescued. Under the FDIC's proposal, when regulators seize and liquidate a giant financial institution on the brink of collapse, they'll be able to snatch back 2 years' pay from the CEO, CFO, and chairman of the board. Banks say the rule's too vague. Scott Talbot represents big banks at the Financial Services Roundtable.
There's a presumption against the officers of the institution based on their title that they've done something wrong. So the proposed rule fails to take into account other factors that could lead to a company's demise.
Advocates of tougher regulation say the new clawback rules should reach farther down the food chain to mid-level executives who actually do sketchy deals that put a firm's finances at risk. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, protecting online privacy by removing your personal data from the internet and stopping unwanted mail. Reputation.com. And by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
It seems extreme couponing has supermarkets around the country pretty concerned. Rite Aid, Kroger's, Publix, and Target have started a crackdown by, in some cases, putting new limits on the number of coupons people can use. For more on the coupon craze, let's turn to LA Times consumer columnist David Lazarus. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, David, is this for real? Coupons are really being used a lot right now?
Oh, yeah. In fact, in 2009, that's the latest year for which the people who crunch these kinds of numbers have been looking at the data, we saw a 29% increase in coupon use.
Wow.
What that means is 3.3 billion coupons being redeemed for merchandise goods, equivalent to nearly $1 billion in savings. So that's a whole lot, and clearly indicative of people being concerned about the economic downturn.
And are people using coupons that you clip out of newspapers, or are we talking about Groupon and Living Social, these online coupon sites?
We're talking the vast majority are still newspaper ones.
Huh.
In fact, the online coupons account for maybe about 1% of coupon use these days, so it's still just a smidge, but that's where all the growth is. Online coupons are growing exponentially, which is why companies like Google are piling into that.
All right, time to save money, David. Do coupons really work? Are these people who are using coupons in this downturn saving real money?
Yeah, they really do work. And the so-called extreme couponers out there can really save big bucks, you know, maybe $1,000 a month off of their bills, 50% perhaps. But that's a whole lifestyle. You've got to be utterly dedicated and obsessive about your coupons, even to the point of stealing newspapers from your neighbor's yard. That's pretty intense. I'd say for most people, you're going to get savings of 10, 20%. But remember this, the vast majority of coupons, especially for food, are for processed foods. So if you get big into coupons, you're not going to be eating really healthy.
LA Times consumer columnist David Lazarus, thanks so much as always.
Thank you.
And finally, a reminder to always check the bill. A New Zealand couple got trapped in a hotel room during the earthquake there in February. And though they did manage to escape the wreckage after breaking down doors and crawling onto a roof, they did not escape the charges on their hotel bill, including about $15 a day for parking, even though they weren't able to retrieve their car from the crumbled parking garage for 2 months. Good news, though. After this story made the New Zealand press, the hotel decided to waive the charges. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Alabama just passed a new immigration law. Word is it's even tougher than Arizona's, and local police, they are not pleased.
I think it gives us the authority to just hold a person without bond in our jail just because we suspect that they may be here illegally.
I'm Kai Rizzo. What good's a law if the police won't enforce it? That story next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.